You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
When will Jamie Vardy score again? That's the burning question here. I think he's gone 18 for Leicester without scoring. Did get that one for England against Spain in that international friendly. I mentioned this on the Midweek Punt podcast though, Tom. Leicester, after 14 games last season, they'd conceded 21 goals and they were second in the league. Conceded 24 this season. They're down in 15th. It sort of masked their deficiencies defensively, Jamie Vardy's scoring record this season. Without his goals, they are now suffering.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you know, Jamie Vardy spent all his time. I mean, I watched him. I seen him on telly this week with Piers Morgan in his back garden, you know, doing interviews. And I think, mate, the time to do that is when you're on top of the world and, you know, you're flying and no one can criticise your form. But now they can. I just get a feeling with Vardy, like a lot of players in that Leicester team. And it's natural, isn't it? It's a bit like a team, you know, being 2-0, 3-0 up at half-time and coming out second half. And, you let the other side back in and, you know, you get a little bit complacent. And I think that's what Leicester have become this season. I think for these players, they've achieved what they never thought they would do. And a lot has been written and said about them last season. A lot is being talked about this season because as they slide closer to the relegation zone, or I should say the other teams at the bottom climb closer to Leicester, there is no question they're in a relegation fight. And, you know, Danny Drinkwater's another big loss for them this weekend. This is obviously an incredibly tough match. You know, they were thumped, I mean, a bit of a second string team, but thumped by Porto in the Champions League in midweek. They've got the journey back there. This is a team that have won just 3 games all season, and they are playing, it might surprise you this, but they are playing the best away team in the league this season in Manchester City. They won 6 of their 7 away matches. They have only kept 2 clean sheets, which tells you probably where I think this game is going to go. I think City, even without Aguero, are good enough to beat this Leicester side, who look like they can't defend, don't pose that same threat going forward. And I think it'll be quite an easy game tactically for Man City to get this job done. And the loss of Aguero doesn't worry me in a game like this. I don't think it's going to be a match where you need his brilliance to decide it. I don't think it's going to be that close. How it goes, I'm not too sure. I can't trust Man City's defence, though. Even though I'm talking about Leicester not scoring, I can't trust them to keep a clean sheet. So two ways I'd play it, either City and over 2.5 goals, or Manchester City to win and both teams to score.
That price on Manchester City to win the game and both teams to score is available at 23-10 here with William Hill right now. Just to pick up on something Tom said there, Derek, I don't think there's ever been a good time to be stuck in the back garden with Piers Morgan.
You're dead right there. I'm surprised he can fit in with Piers Morgan in the back garden. I mean, what you say about Leicester, you know, about, I'm not sure, Tom, if complacency is the right word. This is more than one way, but resting on their laurels, isn't it? More rather than complacency. I mean, they won the league last season against all the odds, and they knew they weren't going to win it again. You know, Lightning doesn't fight twice, blah, blah, blah. And so they thought, well, you know, every game we were at it last season, we've earned a break. And they just thought they could go out and you know, lose a few games and win a few games, and enough to stay away from any kind of relegation trouble. But all of a sudden, it's gone pear-shaped for them. And, you know, now they're staring over their shoulders because they just can't. They're in this lose rhythm and they can't get out of it. And they are in big trouble because Vardy, Jesus, I mean, he doesn't... If this was a horse race and a horse had dropped from the standard he showed last season to this, I mean, there'll be a student inquiry where there'll be all kinds of investigations because he's unrecognisable. I mean, he looked at Sunderland last week, he looked like a man who would have preferred to be anywhere else. Then again, Sunderland does tend to have that effect on anyone. I can't put my finger on everyone on why Leicester have gone so bad. People keep saying it's because they sold N'Golo Kanté. Yeah, he had a great season last season, but the reason they had a fantastic year was Vardy and Mahrez, and those two just can't do a thing at the moment. And they are there for the taking. They got taken apart by Porto in midweek. No surprise there because they played, you know, an unrecognised side. But they're getting battered by everybody in the league too. And okay, City lost their rides, lost their temper, lost everything last week against Chelsea. But for about an hour of that game, they looked very, very tidy indeed. They looked real title, strong, strong title contenders. And I share Tom's opinion, even without Aguero, I can see this being a walk in the park for them. I just can't see Leicester getting a kick. And you know, rather than back 8-13 away from home, even though City got a great away record, I'll do what Tom does here. I can see goals, I can see Leicester scoring, and I can see City winning maybe 3-4-1.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.